We're doing the Doshot Aran. We're up to page Mem Dalit in the Shalem edition, Samach Vav in the Mishor edition, Kuf Chaf in the Mosad Arav Kook edition. And Ran is continuing to quote Chazal's drasha on Divrei Chachamim Kadorvanot Uchmasmorot Netuot Balei Asufot Nitenu Moro Echad. Dorban, we discussed last time, is that needle at the end of the stick that keeps the cow on its path. And just like the cow stays on its path with the Dorban, so too the words of Torah keep us on our path and lead us to the world to come. And then he continues, and our sages say, "Damru od balei asufot, elu talmidei chachamim sheyoshvim asufot asufot ve'oskin betorah." This is a reference to the sages who are sitting in groups dealing in Torah. Halalu mitamin ve'halalu mitarin. You have opinions that say it's defiled. You have opinions that say it's pure. Halalu posadin ve'halalu machshirin. These say it's possible. These say no, it's kosher. Halalu asirin. These prohibit. Halalu matirin. These permit. Shema tomar ro'il ve'halalu. Maybe you'll say, being that these say this way, these say that way. Hech ani lamed Torah me'ata? How do I learn Torah? If you have balei asufot, if it seems in Torah you have different opinions everywhere, how am I going to work this out? Talmud lomar, that's why the pasuk says, kulam nitenu meroi echad. They were all given from one shepherd. Kulam parnas echad. Amaran mipi adon kol ha'masim baruch hu. One leader, he taught us all of this from the master of all actions, blessed be he. Shneimal, the verse says, v'yedaber lokim kol devarim eile lemo. God said all of these things, saying the following: Darshu milat kol. Our sages derived from the word kol, being that it says God said all of these things. Lomar, that's coming to teach us shafilu divrei mi shelo esiga emet nemrul Moshe Sinai. That even the person who didn't get it right, that was also part of the tradition. The tradition had room for the opinions that are accepted in halacha and those that are not. So this needs some thought. We have to look into this. How could it be that Moshe was taught both opinions of halacha? We rule like one of them. How could it be Moshe learned both? In Hillel and Shammai, they differ. We said there are three machloks in Hillel and Shammai and Shas. There's a fourth one which really isn't their own. But there are three arguments between Hillel and Shammai. Everything else is base Hillel, base Shammai. One of their arguments is, Shammai omer mikav chalav, Hillel omer mikavayim. Shammai says, if you make dough the size of a kav, then you have to take off challah. Hillel says, if you make dough the size of two kav, then you have the mitzvah to take off challah to give the kohen that portion. Kav is a volume of, I think, 24 eggs. Be'emet, she'echad mishnei ha'deot hu da'at amiti. And the truth is, one of those is the right opinion, and the other one isn't. So how could we say that God gave us, part of the Torah that God gave us was the opinion that's wrong in Allah? How could that work? So the way this works is as follows. All of the written and oral law was given over to Moshe, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Megillah. What does it mean that on top of all this, God gave him all the words of the Torah? What does it mean on top of all this? This teaches us that God taught Moshe all the different dikdukei Torah, the points that can be discerned with the refined looking of the Torah, the points that the rabbis in the period of the Second Temple were called soferim. So the rabbis, they were able to point out, and even the things that the rabbis instituted, all of that was taught to Moshe. And this encompasses even the reading of Megillah, which was instituted after the period of the Second Temple. I'm sorry, between the period of the First and Second Temple. So what does it mean, the points of the rabbis? That's the issues where the rabbis differed and disagreed. The different opinions of the rabbis. Moshe learned all of them from God. And part of the tradition is that the wise men of that generation come to a conclusion. You realize that means that Torah is dynamic. Now this needs a lot of work. We have to elaborate on this. We'll begin with one point, but we have to hear the Ran out, and then we have to come back and delve into this point. The sages in the period of the First Temple said that Nisuch Hayayin has to be done one way. So for 2.5 centuries, they were doing Nisuch Hayayin one way in the Temple. Along came the sages of the Second Temple, and they ruled it should be done a different way. So what does that mean? All the libations of the first temple were disqualified because the rabbis in the second temple ruled it should be done slightly differently? No. That means that so long as the rabbis ruled this way, this was the halacha and they were doing it correctly. And then when the rabbis ruled differently, that was the halacha and that was correct. So there's a realm of Torah where the Torah gives itself into the hands of the sages. We'll get to you in a minute. We're just short on time. And this needs to be explained, but these are concepts that we will have to work out. As we hear out the run, we will come back to these concepts and work them out. Let's wait. We're just starting. We're scratching the surface. We'll see more next week, Bezat Shem. We're just